Today, we'd like to see the title of the Table of Nations in light of Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 to 32. To online with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, explain Gomer, Magog in verse 2, Elam in verse 22, Eber in verse 24, Peleg in verse 25, and Joba in verse 29. Question 2. In verse 8, explain Nimrod, and what should we as Christians do? Last question, in verse 32, these were the families of the sons of Noah according to their generations in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood. Could you explain in brief? The scripture focuses on the lineage of Jesus, Shem, Abraham, Jacob, David, and Jesus, because the scripture regards about Jesus. First one, now this is the generation of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Here are the three sons, Shem, second son Ham, third son Japheth. And sons were born to them after the flood. The flood is the universal flood. So only Noah families were surviving. So total eight. Because Noah and Noah's wife, Shem's wife, Ham's wife, Japheth's wife. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog. Japheth blessed by picking up Christianity that Shem's descendants rejected the Messiah. So Noah's prophecy, Genesis chapter 9, verse 27, may God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem. So in that way, Japheth today, generally speaking, Europeans were accept the first time Christianity and introduce other tribes as well. Gomer, the ancient of Germans, today German, Gomers, Magog, Scythians, or Russian. Scythians, the Iranian nomads in Black Sea, Iranians, that is Scythians and Russians. Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus, the sons of Gomer, were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Jabin were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these, the coastland peoples of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, everyone according to his language, according to their family, into their nations, through the Tower of Babel. So next chapter explains how come God scattered the people in different language, different lands. The sons of Ham were Cushi, Mizraim, Put, Kenya. The sons of Cushi were Seba, Habila, Sapatha, Ra'amar, Sapateka, and the sons of Ra'amar were Sheba and Dedan. Cushi begot Nimrod. Nimrod means rebel against God. He was the founder of a Babylonian empire, including the pagan religious practice of Saturnalia. He had a wife whose name was Semiramis, and she became known as the Queen of Heaven. She had a son, which she claimed to be virgin born. and she named him Tammuz. She also had another daughter, Ashtart. They celebrated, or Babylonians celebrated, his birth on the 25th of December. He was the center of worship. They would decorate an evergreen tree as a symbol of a perpetuated life and burn a yule log on the fire until the next morning. Tammuz married Ashtart. One day, while hunting, a wild boar or a wild pig hit and killed him. Ashtart mourned and prayed for him to revive for 3 days. He was revived. To celebrate his resurrection, they began to decorate eggs as a symbol of resurrected life. And to have a gay celebration in the springtime, which later became known as Ashtart or Easter in English. So Revelation chapter 17 prophesies about false religious Babylon. Constantine brought the pagan practices with the state religion of Christianity. That's why this pagan practice was accustomed into Christianity. But Jesus doesn't want contaminated with any other religion, any other thing. Jesus wants the church to be pure. So one example, Pergamos Church, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14-15, Jesus said, "But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrines of Balaam, who taught Bala to put a stumble block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and to commit sexual immorality." Verse 15, "Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." Balaam bribed by Bala in Numbers chapter 25, verse 1. "Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab." So Balaam provoked the Israel people to commit the sin against God. Nicolaitans means Nicholas plus laity. Laity means people. So the followers, Nicholas, the deacon, who proselyte of Antioch in Book of Acts chapter 6 verse 5. Proselyte converted from Judaism, called a proselyte. So Christian converted from Judaism called a proselyte. We, as his disciples, as a followers of Christ, not followers of any man. Here, followers of Nicholas, the deacon. So Jesus doesn't want, Jesus hates them. Also, Revelation chapter 22, Thyatira Church. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allowed the woman Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess," so false prophetess, "to teach and seduce my servant to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols." So, you know, false teaching, which God doesn't want. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, Sardis Church, God wants perfect work, not imperfect work. "Here, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God." So we see so many denominations, but so imperfect, which God doesn't want. God wants the Lord's word as entire, you know, God's word. So seek for the purity without any contamination, such as commercialism, humanism, or false teaching. Then verse 11, Nimrod, he began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. Verse 11, from that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh. Nineveh, the capital city of Assyria. So here, descendants of Ham, Rehoboth, or Calah, and Resen, between Nineveh and Calah, that is the great city, or principal city. Mizraim begot Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Patruzim, and Kasluhim, from the whom came the Philistine today Palestine, and Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon. Here Sidon was the sons of Canaan, Phoenicians, not black people, residents of today South Lebanon. Canaan to be cursed. Noah prophesied, Genesis chapter 9, verse 25. Then he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of a servant he shall be to his brethren. So, as Noah, the cursed is his son Ham, who saw his naked body, that cursed Canaan. That prophecy was fulfilled in Judges chapter 1, verse 28. And it came to pass when Israel was strong that they put the Canaanites under tribute, but did not completely drive them out. So that time Canaanites become the servants of Shem, Israel, so people, so completely fulfilled. But this is a wrong interpretation, historical wrong interpretation, not justify slavery, nor perverted interpretation for the slave traders that Canaanite was black, and the black people were made slaves by Noah's curse on Canaanites, extending to Ham tribes, who are not necessarily all of black. Then, and Heth, and Jebusite, and Amorite, and Girgashite, and Hivite, the Arkite, and the Sinite, and Aravadite, and Jemorite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of Canaanite was from Sidon, as you go toward the Gerar, as far as Gaza, then as you go toward the Sodom, Gomorrah, descendant of Ham, Admar and Jeboim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, and in their nations. Now, verse 21, main character, Shem. Jesus Christ coming from Shem. Children were born also to Shem, the father of all the children of Eber. Eber is today many Jewish name, Eber, and brothers of Japheth the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam. Elam is today most Iranian people, Elam. Asher, Apapsat, Lut, and Aram. The son of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gather, and Masha. Apazat begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. Peleg means division. At the time of the Tower of Babel, people are divided. American Indian, for example, American Indians are found in Central America and South America. Then, because in his day the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almoda, Shelephah, Hajaramabat, Beth, Jera, Hadoram, Uza, Dikla, Oba, Abimaya, Sheba, Opi, Havila, and Jobab. Jobab related to Job in the book of Job, the oldest book in the Bible. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling place was from Misha as you go toward Shephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their languages, in their land, according to their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, according to their generations, in their nations. And from these, the nations were divided on the earth after the flood. After the universal flood, the descendants of Noah were spread, and through the Tower of Babel, they were scattered abroad in Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the old earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. So, it is hard for all tribes to trace our lineage back to one of the three sons of Noah, but the scripture focuses on the lineage of Jesus, Shem, Abraham, Jacob, David, and Jesus. In brief, it is explained, number one, from Shem in the area of north of Persia and Gulf, those who are Hebrews, Chaldeans, some Assyrians, chapter 10, verse 22, Persians, today Iranians, Syrians, or broadly Asians are found. Number two, from Ham in Africa and Mediterranean coast of North Africa, those who are Canaanite, Egyptians, Philistines, today Palestine, Hittites, Amorites, some Assyrians, chapter 10, verse 11, or broadly Africans are found. And number three, from Japheth across Eurasia, from the Black Sea and Caspian Sea to Spain, those who are Greeks, Thracian, which is Indo-European tribes in southeastern Europe, Scythians, which are Iranian, Eurasian nomads in northern Black Sea, or broadly Europeans are found. So explain Gomer, Magog, Elam, Eber, Palor, and Jova. So we already saw all answers through explanation. So let's sing all together the Blue Book, KG